Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1644, air date January 26th, 2026.
All right, everyone, this is Dr. Shiva Adure, and I have some of our other people from our Truth, Freedom, Health movement. I believe we're live, and I thought I'd just do this informal discussion about a question I wanted to raise about what does it mean to be a real American? Does supporting ICE with what they're doing right now make you a real American? Or does it make you a real American to question what they're doing? And that's the discussion I wanted to have. And there's been a bunch of quote-unquote conservatives, quote-unquote MAGA-tards, who are big supporters of mine. And now they're freaking out by the fact I take a principled stand, which is what I've done on every issue. When I was exposing election integrity, I was their darling. When I was the first to expose the COVID scam and fire Fauci, I was their darling. But I didn't do it because of a left or right reason, because it was the right thing. But it seems for these individuals, they have no principles, meaning that they're absolutely fine taking away guns, violating the Second Amendment, because a quote-unquote libtard supports or has the Second Amendment. They're absolutely fine violating the First Amendment because a quote-unquote libtard exercises the First Amendment. And this has nothing to do with being an American. And if you go look at my feed, you will see these individuals claiming to be Americans telling me to leave America. And I say to them, fuck you. You should leave the fuck out of, get the fuck out of America. Why? Because if you don't believe in these principles, you're not an American. And that's what we want to talk about. So anyone here can ask me any question about my position and all my positions that I've held based on principles. We also have some of our Truth from Health Warrior scholars here who'll be watching the posts, questions on all medium, and we want to have an open discussion. And all of you who are out there, show your face, not be behind masks, and ask open questions. It's time that we have open fucking discussions. And some idiot took a picture of this guy, Preeti, who was just shot, put his picture and said Preeti, and then a picture of Renee Good and said Preeti Good. That's disgusting. These are Americans. I'm an American. I came here as a legal immigrant. I did not come here and execute the Native Americans and seize their land. That's un-American. And there's some idiots saying that's okay because we conquered people. Well, let me tell you something, you fucking idiot. Zionist Israels have conquered you. And Trump represents Zionists. So let's have a real fucking discussion. I dare you motherfuckers who think it's okay to violate the Second Amendment, to violate the First Amendment because you don't like libtards. That's okay to do that and claiming you're American. Come on. Where the fuck are you now? Do you see anyone, Suresh? Andrew? Nicholas?
I don't see any chats.
No, you're all hiding behind your rock because you're not Americans. You're not actually men or real women. Because I'm here putting myself out like I've done for nearly 40 years fighting for this country as a real American. And you're not real Americans, just like those fucking ICE motherfuckers who are not about illegal. They're not about getting rid of illegal aliens. I hate Obama. I don't give a fuck about him. But Obama, by the DHS records, table 39, and you can look it up. And I posted it up there. Deported, removed through the laws, through the legal system and the courts, 3 million plus illegal immigrants, plus another 2 million he returned. Why didn't he use these Gestapo tactics? Because you don't need to. The only reason you would use this theater is not to get rid of illegal immigrants, but to send a signal to Americans that we're going to fuck you up, that we will fuck you up if you challenge the swarm, the government, the Zionist Israeli occupied America. That's what this is about. And if you don't get that, then get the fuck off my channel And don't take credit as a follower of mine, the guy who ran the Fire Fauci campaign, the guy who exposed the lockdowns, the guy who exposed the fact that there's no election integrity in the United States, the guy who exposed the backdoor portal to Twitter. You didn't do that. I fucking did that on my own time with blood and sweat. And now that I expose ICE, you're calling me, telling me that I should get the fuck out of this country? I say, fuck you. So where are you guys? Oh, Obama had the cooperation of states removed. Are you a fucking idiot, Danny? Democrats and Republicans work together. Democrats and Republicans are part of ICE. This is not a left or right issue. And if you're so fucking stupid to think this is a left or right issue, you're a fucking moron. The Democrats and Republicans supported the $10 billion budget annually. They are both behind this ICE Gestapo tactics. Not just the Republicans, Democrats and Republicans. They are both, look it up. It's irrelevant. Are you fucking dumb? Did you not hear what I just said? They're both behind it. Both Democrats and Republicans were supporting Obama to nicely remove quote unquote illegal immigrants. And now they're both behind the forcible removal of illegal immigrants using ICE. This is not about deportation. This is about sending a signal to you. And Danny, you come from a Hispanic background, Cruz, and your people were also vilified. Don't you get it? For 400 years, they choose some racial group, attack them. And by the way, you could make fun of any racial group. Oh, those Indians run 7-Elevens. Oh, those Somalis wear those hats. Oh, those Irish are drunken. Oh, those Italians are wops. It's so easy to choose people and isolate them. Yeah, go laugh your ass off, Danny, you fucking moron. You're not an American. You don't study history. LMAO is, you can only do that kind of characters. You can't make a real argument because you don't have any, because you're fucking dumb. And I have spent my whole life educating people to raise their consciousness. And if you're so fucking stupid, do not follow me. You don't deserve to follow me. You don't deserve to have a real American like me lead you. If you want it, discuss in an adult-like manner, read the history. The swarm, those in power, have always fucked one group of immigrants to get the other group fighting them. It started with the Native Americans to keep the white settlers from collaborating with them. Then it went to blacks, telling blacks were inferior. So then you enslave them and use them for cheap labor. This has been occurring over and over and over again. I'm more conservative than 99% of the MAGAtards out there who are denying people the right to the Second Amendment. So where's your fucking questions? Who the fuck has the balls to tell me to get the fuck out of America? Do it. Let's see what happens to you. Let's see how many adults will expose you. Where are all of you? You were big guys when I posted facts doing that. Where the fuck are you now? Where the fuck are you? I only served my country for 8 years, but I'm not American. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. How did you serve your country? You went and got a military salary and you were a veteran? That doesn't make you serving the country. I serve my country. I fought for election integrity. I didn't see you there. I exposed a backdoor portal to Twitter. I went up against judges and lawyers. Where the fuck were you? Don't tell me your credentials. I have far more credentials than you fighting for this country. Yes, we are Americans, but they're alien. Who's alien enemies? You mean the Zionists? Are you sucking their cock? Who's the alien enemy? Or do you have a big fucking Zionist cock down your throat that you can't really see reality, what's going on in this country? Where are you big guys? Come on. Come on, you fucking MAGAtards. Come out. Living in your fucking parents' basement. Where the fuck are you telling me to get the fuck out of America? Where did your grandparents come from? Have you forgotten that? Aliens have taken over DC. Who? Yes, you're right. The aliens who are in Congress. 98% of Congress people are supported by AIPAC. You mean those people? Is that who you're talking about? Because that's who you should be talking about. Don't tell me to stop swearing. Fuck you, Jean Marie. Then get the fuck off. I will fucking swear as much as I want. Fuck you. You are Indian. Who the fuck are you? I'm American, you fucking moron. Where are your grandparents from? This is precisely what the swarm wants. They want one wing of the working class attacking another wing of the working class. And if you're doing that, you're not American. America was born from Europeans. The idiot can't even spell Europeans right. Great, you are very, very well educated. You can't even spell Europeans correctly. Zionists are scum. Excellent. So if you look at these retards, they have no arguments. They're just parroting nonsense. They can't even make a sentence without spelling mistakes. And the swarm wants to support those kind of people. So we, the American people, fight against each other while they loot us. And the looters here are Zionists. Trump's a fucking Zionist. His entire administration is Zionist. Obama's a Zionist. The Democratic Party is Zionist. The Republican Party are Zionists. This is not about left or right. This is about two wings of the same bird fucking all of us over. And if you can't see that, then you're a dumb fuck. You deserve to be fucking enslaved by these Zionist scumbags. ICE is trained by the IDF. The nurse that was shot was a veteran, an ICU nurse. He has a right to carry. All you fucking MAGAtards, he has a right to carry. The Second Amendment right. He was protecting a woman. They took his gun, disarmed him, and then shot him in the fucking back. And if you're supporting that, you're not an American. Get the fuck out of this country. You should get the fuck out.
And Dr. Shiva, this
what's that?
The sick irony of the situation is that the interventionism of the swarm, the left and right colluding, you know, both sides supporting Zionism and supporting their military intervention, creates this destabilization across the world, which leads to this problem. So it's obviously part of a plan. And I mean, the reaction of the people is part of that plan.
Yeah, Andrew, the Zionists right now, if you've seen the reports, I haven't had a chance to check it, but the allegations are that they're burning forests in Chile, right? In Argentina. Zionism is not about being the ethnic Jewish race. It is a philosophy of the few are better than the many. And this is anti-American. And right now, America is occupied. And the end state of that occupation is to put mass fucking motherfuckers on the street to shoot Americans in the back and send you a signal that we fucking own you, that we are going to create a police state, just like fucking they did in Palestine. You're right. Trump is a fucking puppet. Trump will suck Zionist cock all day long. And you know what? He hung out with Epstein. He fucking hung out with Epstein. So did Bill Clinton. Democrats and Republicans are one. Our movement, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, has been consistent beyond left and right. We are principled. We don't one day support the Second Amendment because MAGAtards like it, and another day are for it or against it because libtards want to carry weapons. Uh-uh. The Second Amendment and the principle of the Second Amendment exists on its own merit. And if you don't want to fucking support it, you're not American. You should get the fuck out. Fomenting a civil war. That's their next move. Either race war or civil war. Exactly. They want us fighting among each other. While Trump, Democrats and Republicans, both. Mark this important point. I'm not exposing Trump or the Democrats. Both. Both wings of the establishment hate you. Trump fucking hates you. He said it. He goes, I could shoot someone in the streets of New York and get away with it. He doesn't like you fucking motherfucking MAGAtards. Okay? He does not like you. Whether you're white or black MAGAtard, he does not like you. You're not his bro. They're not your friends. Your friends are the American working class of all colors. It is Zionism that is the enemy of the American people. These people are Zionists. They put their Zionist ICE agents on the front line with the theory that, with the narrative, we're fighting illegal immigration. They don't give a fuck about illegal immigration, because if they did, they would do just what Obama did, very quietly shipping people out. Obama shipped out 3 million people. Go look it up. This is not a left-wing or right-wing fact. It is just a fucking fact. And then he returned 2 million people. Why are we now deploying ICE with such theatrics? And the only reason is to send a signal to you that we fucking own you and you will bow down to us. Any other comments?
If I can say something, Rakshika.
Go ahead.
Point that you mentioned in the beginning, somebody posting the people who lost their lives, pretty good. I mean, how inhumane you have to be to celebrate the death of your two fellow citizens.
Can you come closer to the microphone, Suresh? Your voice is fading. Come closer to the mic, please. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I was saying is, when you mentioned in the beginning, people celebrating the death of two fellow citizens, imagine how radicalized, deeply radicalized you have become. You have been played. You're cheering the death of your two fellow citizens. It's inhumane.
And I just want to share, this is a moronic former friend of mine putting shit like this up. I don't know if you can see this. He goes, how do you think ICE is doing in Minnesota? Pretty good. This is a fucking moron. That's a moron. Okay? I may not agree with the quote-unquote liberal politics of Renee Good, but she was veering away, and she has a right to fucking protest and not be shot 3 times in the head. And this guy, Alex Preeti, has a right to fucking carry a weapon in a state in Minnesota that allows the right to lawfully carry. And he was protecting a woman and he was executed by people who are getting paid $200,000 a fucking year plus bonuses. Are you making $200,000 fucking dollars? No, you're not. If you want to be a dumb fuck, understand that one of the foundations of the Constitution, I would call it the Zeroth Amendment, is you are not a dumb fuck. So if you're a dumb fuck, you don't deserve the Bill of Rights. You don't deserve to be an American. Get the fuck out. Because there are immigrants who are coming here, busting their ass, legal immigrants like myself, who actually love this country and will defend the Bill of Rights. The problem is the left is made up of a bunch of not so obvious establishment opportunists who work with the right. And remember, 97% of the people in Congress are both funded by Israel, Zionists. America is occupied, as I've said, for nearly 40 years. It is occupied. And the final touche on this is to put actually armed men on the ground to tell you, we fucking own you, bitch. And that's what ICE is about. So all you fucking MAGAtards, you are fucking bitches to Zionism. That's what you are. And you're acting all tough. You're not tough. Fuck you telling me to get out of this country. Say to my face. AIPAC runs America. Zionists run America. And again, don't go attacking Jews. Jews is an ethnicity. There are some Jews who are Zionists, other Jews are not. There are Muslims who are Zionists, other Muslims are not. There are Hindus who are Zionists, other Hindus are not. There are Christians who are Zionists, others are not. Zionism is a political ideology meant to fuck you up. And I have fought for this country in demonstrations, through my work, all my life. Those people under negative 20 degrees temperature are not all being bussed in, morons. They're Americans fighting for this fundamental right, which people shed their blood on, First and Second Amendment. Bootlicking MAGA. Thank you, Crystal. Bootlicking fucking MAGA. Fuck you. I fought for this country far bigger than MAGA has ever done. I exposed the election integrity issues. Trump used my data to make a $500 million. And when I met with him for 2 hours, the motherfucker did not want to put in one penny to create an election integrity institute. Trump sucks Zionist cock. He has made more money in 1 year from cryptocurrency and de-dollarizing than he ever made for real estate, because he's a fucking moron. My challenge to all of you is, do you want to change this? We have built a movement, truthfreedomhealth.com. This Thursday, come to our open house. We're creating a global movement to unite the working class all over the world against the swarm. And that's what my life is dedicated to, as a scientist, as an engineer, as an inventor, as an entrepreneur, and as an activist. And we're the only force on this fucking planet which is dedicated to educating people and to raising consciousness so we fight and we unite. Trump is not about that. MAGA was a fucking psyop to fuck you. Yes, Trump wasn't elected, he was selected. Every fucking president of the United States is not elected, they're selected. And I showed unequivocally how the voting machines can do that. MAGA supported me then, but you know what? They also used that to take away the election from Hillary. All elections are selections. How about lobbyist representation? Yeah, lobbyists are paid corruption. In other countries, you just pay them. In America, they call it lobbyists. Can you put on there, Suresh? Go to vashiva.com/orientation. Come to our open house. We are a movement of working people. Everyone works in our movement. It's beyond left and right. Yes, Karen, we need to stick together. We need to unite. That's what this is about. Those in power like to always point the finger at somebody. 400 years ago, oh, the Native Americans are uncivilized. They're heathen. Okay, using that, we stole all their fucking land. And by stealing their land, we also created an enforcement force, which was then used against the white settlers. And then the next people we went after were the blacks. Oh, they are dumb. They're stupid. Using that narrative, we used to use them as slave labor to extract trillions more dollars for the few. And then the next people we went after were the Irish. Yeah, white people went after white people, the Irish, and used them to do the hardest labor in this country by calling them drunken. Then it was the Italians, and then the Chinese, then the Japanese. Ooh, now the Somalians. Ooh, they're committing fraud. Well, who's the real fraudsters? Trump, Democrat and Republican, who defraud Americans every fucking day. Nothing happens to them. The only way out of this is a bottoms-up movement of we, the working people. And you have to learn how to build that. There's a science and there's a practice. Join us. It's your only fucking way out. Well, I see, I haven't seen any MAGAtards show up here, and I'm willing to put myself out here, be vulnerable, but they cannot show up to truth because either they're bots or Israeli bots. They shadow ban me using Elon fucking Musk. But they will not show their face. They're not Americans. And if you see anyone out there telling me to go back to India or get the fuck out of America, you go tell them what's what. They are not Americans. Let's get real. Thank you. Be well, be the light. Go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Join this incredible, noble movement of working people, by the people, for the people. Thank you.